in the Mabul, when the Torah is discussing the Mabul, so the Torah says, "Vayayim azeh nivku kol mayonos tahoim rabo va'arubais hashamayim niftach." Kol mayonos tahoim rabo. So this is a very interesting chazal. Rashi brings it al asar. Rashi says, "What's this mayonos tahoim rabo? Mida keneged mida." This rabba that it says here is mida keneged mida. Heim chotu be rabba. They, Klal Yisrael, not Klal Yisrael, the Bedorah Mabul's chet was with the term rabba, which it said, which he had in last week's parasha, rabba ro'as ha'odom, rabba. Heim chotu be rabba ro'as ha'odom. V'loku and mida keneged mida. The Oynish was this Niftacha Tahaim Rabba. Okay, so any Bar Seichel understands that Chazal are not, it's not just a play on words. It's not just a play on words. If they touch up here that it's Heim Chotu B'Rabba, B'Rabba Rosa Odom, this Musag, this concept of Rabba, and Ad Kedekach, that the Mida Keneged Mida of the Oynish is also Niftacha Tahaim Rabba, what Chazal are touching up over here is that the yisoid of the Dor HaMabul, the shayrish of the chet of the Dor HaMabul, is this concept of Rabba. So Mamela, Rabba is what the cornerstone, the yisoid of the chet of the Dor HaMabul is. So in the Mida Keneged Mida, to teach us what that the oynish that comes with that is Mida Keneged Mida, also a concept of Rabba. In other words, Avada, the actual bepoil of the chet of Dor HaMabul is Arayas and Gzela, like you see from Chazal, you see in the Rashi's Chafil and Kumash Rashi. But the Shairish of that, where does it all emanate from? Where does it all come from? It comes from this idea of Rabba. So what's this Indian of Rabba? So I saw a wonderful Hezber in this, a Sefer called Kehilas Yitzchok. So he brings there from the Vilna Shtot Magid. The Magid HaGoyim of Moreno HaRav Reb Tzvi Hirsch, Magid Meshar, Memeir Tzedek, the Kila Kedosh of Vilna. The Vilna Magid. He brings a touch like this. A person was built in this, in the Seder HaBriya, right? Adam was created last after all of my Sebrachus, and he came into a whole Shulchan Aruch. He came into a whole Fartek Evel. He came into a world with everything prepared. With everything prepared. Chazal and Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches say why? Kedei sheyikanes lesuda miyad. So you should be able to come right away. Right away. You know, you walk into the restaurant, you don't even have to order. Everything's there on the table. The whole five course meal is there. Everything's on the table. Zokrashi, what's the point of all that? Sheyimtza, in order, sheyimtza hakoil muchan, that he'll find everything ready, and he'll eat whatever he wants. Okay, so that's the Indian of the Bria. So now I'm going to quote, can't say it better than he says it, that it says in the Sefer. So that's it. So Yoichal Asher Yachpoitz. So he says, Ach zois tzorech liyos, but that eating, person has a taiva sachila, right? The taiva sachila has to be begeder ubigvul dafka. It has to be with a limit. A person has to know what the mida is, what's the shear, how much do you eat? The hainu, shelo yimshach acharei ha'anos va'taivas yesem midai. That you shouldn't have limitless taivas and be nimshach baser that, because that will be iskalkel tachlis briyosa. Because if one does that and doesn't rein in and control it, it'll be tachlis briyosa. It'll destroy the tachlis briyosa, that's the purpose for which he was created. Now, what's the gedder over here? So the gedder is a davar pashut. A person has, and we'll touch it up a little bit deeper afterwards, but a person has. He's born with taivas. There's a taivas achila. There's a taivas arayas. There's taivas. The taivas were created because the bria needs these taivas. If a person didn't have a taivas achila, so then there would be no, then the person would die of hunger. You wouldn't eat. You have to eat. You have to eat, so the Torah gave it. So the world was created by, so there's a taivas achila. If there'd be no taivas of arayas, there'd be no taivas of that, so then there'd be no kiyum for the world. There'd be no kiyum, but it's meant for that. So you don't negate it and be mevatel it that it's not there. Just you have to know the degree, the extent, the must, the measure. How much is it? They're taivas and it's yochim, but you have to be kind. It's about some goyin. The goyin in Mishlei Tazayin Pasuk Lamed Beis says before is that the taivas that a person needs, like achila and mishagel, ain't a yochel aham yisaisim legamra. You can't kill them off because then there's no kiyum. But they have to be kayim leis mitzoy rak yachal kil oisom b'mishpat. They have to be with the proper, you know, you have to be done yourself keseder. How much? Magvu. What's the gvu? Let's touch it up a little bit deeper. The person was put in this world, in a whole world, and given control of the whole world. What's the tachlis up here? It wasn't stam random to eat, drink, and be merry. The person was put in this world and given control over the world. The person's, this world is a prisoner to go to Elam Abo. To use the kelim of this world for the avodah of Hashem Yisbarach, to be nis'ala and to be zeicha to Elam Abo, to get through the prisoner and go to Elam Abo. But it's not enough that the person should get there. The Torah gave, Shachaim says this, other says, the Torah gave the mensch, the Mishnah gave the person, the koyach, to be mala the entire bria to a different level of kedusha. How are you mala the entire bria to a different level of kedusha? If the gashmi is the things that you have in the bria are reined in and they're used for the tachlis of avodas Hashem, if those taivas that you have are used and reined in and used for the kiyum in order for kiyum of Torah and mitzvahs to be mala the darg of the world, so you're not only mala yourself to a higher ruchnis nikadarga, you elevate the entire physical world to a ruchnis nikadarga. So I forget where I spoke about this in other years, that even in an animal, the shechit of an animal is al yedei, a behemah is a behemah, al yedei that the mensch eats the behemah k'halocha and uses it for the smitz or whatever. It's mala, the behemah's tachlis, the behemah now had a ruchnis nika function, which it doesn't have al its own breathing. The person is mala the level of the bria. That's how the tachlis of bria is in the sky. How does that happen? Only if you do it lefi what the Torah prescribes. That means everything that you have, whether it's the nechosim a person has, midas also. Why are midas called midas? Character traits. Why midas? Midas is midas, a measurement. Because everything, a person doesn't do things stop. A person, everything has to be a midah, b'midah misuyamit. What's the midah? What's the measurement? What's the proper, you know, every cake has its ingredients, how much of each thing there has to be. Life has its ingredients. How much of this? What's the midah of this? What's the midah of that? The way you relate to taivas achila is also with a midah. What's the mishpat, the mishpat of this midah? What should be the specific midah for which that a person should have, that a person should allow himself to have, and whatnot. That's taking the Tano's Gashmias and the Gashmias the Kibriya and using it to transforming it into an Emtsoi to get to Kedusha, to be Mekayim the Tachlis Abriya. Not the only one, a Yid can do this. A Goy can't do this. It's a beautiful Kedusha Arim. He said, after the Mabul, so they came out and they make a carbon. The Noach sons brought a carbon. What was the carbon? Vayal oilois b'mizbeach. The perkes posukhov. Vayal oilois. It was dafka carbon oila. Chazal say, precious Rabba, zvachim dafkuf tazayin. They say he krivu oilois v'loy karvu shlom. They were makriv and oila, but they weren't makriv and shlom. Zoch techdu sharim a beautiful taich. What's the difference between an oila and a shlama? Al panav, if I were to ask you, what's the bigger, what's choshever, the oila or the shlama? L'chayr, you say the oila. Why? Because as you all know, oila is kolil. Oila is totally destroyed. You burn it and it's gone. You have nothing. Shlama, there's achilas adam, right? Shlama, there's achilas adam. Amr, it's punt fakir. Oila means what? Oila means you rise. In the Moshul of Oila, when it brings in Oila, it's Kilu the Mensch himself. You rise to a level where you realize you can give up everything for the Rabbi Hashem. Give up everything. Right? You give up everything. What's Shlomim? It's not a thing of give up everything. It's more than give up everything. What's Shlomim? Shlomim takes Achila, which is Be'etzem, a physical Hana. Takes the physical Bria and makes it an Achilas Kodshim. You're Mekayim a Mitzvah and it's Kodshim. It's Kodesh Lashem what you're doing. You're transforming a physical Achila into Kedusha. You've reined in, you've made subservient to your Avodas Hashem, you've taken Achila, and it's over, and it's not stamen, and it's an extended level of Ruchnias, of being Mekadesh, you're eating for Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad. It's a long time. And you maintain that Kedusha of a Kedusha Sachila for that time. That's the Hayim. What did it mean? Every goy, even a goy, can have his moments. A goy can have a moment. A goy can have a moment where you realize, ah, God's great. That you give up everything for the Rebbe. So that you can have. That's like 0 to 100. That you can have, and then it'll go back to 0. But that you can have. But a shlomim, a goy should be able to take Hano's gashmias and put a stopper on it and say, I'm using Hanos Gashmias for Avodas Hashem, and to put Kedusha into this Hanos Gashmias, that a goy's mufka. The goy can only bring, the benoyach can only bring oilois. The benoyach cannot bring shlomim, because the benoyach doesn't have this stopper to take the taiva and say, I'm not going to sink myself into the taiva. This is the amount that's necessary for avodas Hashem. There's no there's no gashmi is dikah for avodas Hashem in a goy. That is nothing. Okay, now more on that later. The shayrish of the chet of Dor HaMabul. Now I'm going back to the Skilas Yitzchok when he quotes. What was the Shairish Achet of Dor HaMabul? This is what Rabba means. The Loidonu Midas Olam Hazeh HaTzorech Lehem. The Dor HaMabul, Rabba means extreme, unbridled, infinite. That's what Rabba means. Rabba means like Roiv, right? Rabba means excess. The Loidonu Midas Olam Hazeh, they didn't take the proper Midah HaTzorech Lehem. And they didn't put any brakes on it. Like we see in last week's parasha, that's the taich of the medrash. He says, it said, they did it with rabba, with excess, the shayrish of the chet of the Dor HaMabul was excess taivas. Excess taivas. The taivas are meant to be bridled in, like the controlled with a mishpat. And it's unbridled taivas. That's rabba. Now, pashtas, in Lamaisa, the pshuta shel mikra of rabba ro'as ha'odom is rabba's is a quantitative measurement. It's the ro'a of odom is great, right? Rabba ro'as ha'odom. Al derech hadrush lefize. It could be that the Torah is telling you something else. What is the ultimate ro'as ha'odom, the downfall, the ra of the mensch? Rabba is ro'as ha'odom. The fact, the rabba, excess, unlimited, without making a cheshbon, that's the shayrish of ro'as ha'odom. Rabba, ro'as ha'odom. And that's what's brought about, the mama. That's what he says. That's what he feels, I said, the end. And that's also the midah keneged midah. How? Umidah keneged midah loku gamba rabba, he teaches. The hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even of a good thing, there's a limit. The yoyser midai loy toiv b'shum dover. No, too much of anything is no good. Afilu dvarim atoivim atzrichim liyoyz liyoyz b'midah v'ketzer. Even things that are necessary, there's a limit. The haloy hageshem hu dover toiv moy. Rain is a wonderful thing. The marve es haoretz, right? It is marve es haoretz v'haylida v'itzmicha. U'bechal zayis, that's only when it's in its proper mus, in its proper measurement. But when it's rabba, when it's excess, when it's unlimited, causes a mamon. That's the Mida Keneged Mida. The Rabba Chotu Rabba Rosa Odom, and the Eibishter teach them how no good, how bad Rabba is with this idea of Mayonis Tahoim Rabba. Now, Yoina, Noyach at the end of the after the Mabul sends out the Erev, then the Yoina, and the Yoina comes back with an Alezayas. From where did the Yoina get this Alezayas? The Medrash says, Mehechon Evir did this Alezayas, Rav Dimi Omar, Niftechu Lasharei Gan Eden Vehevias. Lasharei Gan Eden, it came with a Reach of Gan Eden, this Alezayas, and it came with Gan Eden. So we have to understand, this is Ifir Zayasava. This is the conclusion of this Vart of the Kilos Yitzhak, and then we'll bring it in a little bit of different. What's the Chishdiyot? Why was it so important to open Sha'arei Gan Eden to take an Alezayas, which is nothing kosher, really, you can't even eat it, from the Sha'arei Gan Eden, that that's what you should have. It must have been important enough if Chazal say he brought it from Niftachu la Sha'arei Gan Eden, if the Sha'arei Gan Eden were Niftach for the Yoina to bring the Alezayas. He says a Mayurdika thing, I'll be what we said till now. What was the whole limud of the Mam? The chet of the Rabbah of the Mabul was, you think you have to have more and more and more and more, right? That wealth is more. The more you have, the better. More and more. No, but more achziv. But you have to have more and more. The more you have, the more you have is better. And Alei Zayis is nothing special. But what's he say the Alei Zayis is coming to tell you? What are you here in this world for? What do you need? What are one's necessities? What is everything one needs is whatever it is that one needs to navigate his way through this prosder of Olam Hazeh and get to Olam Haba. That's what you need. That's what wealth is. That's what you have to have. It can be an Alezayas, what you have. This is the Keneged in this new world coming out after the Mabul, after the destruction of the Dor HaMabul for their excess, come out with the realization it can be a mere Alezayas. But that's all you need if it has the Reach of Gan Eden. If this leads you to Gan Eden, then the Alezayas is the Choshem's the thing in the world that you could have. Because the Tachlis is nothing more than the Proizder, like he said. The Proizder to get to Gan Eden. Now, by Yaakov Avinu, we find Yaakov Avinu, a difference in description of terms. Yaakov Avinu says, Yesh li koil, when he meets Esau. Esav says, Yesh li roiv. My nafka minute. Yaakov Avinu was the Bechir Sheba Ovis. Yaakov Avinu, Svarim say, he is Levada, meaning he had no contact with the physical world other than everything in the physical world was a kli, was a vessel of Kedusha. Everything was for Kedusha. Right? Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu was Chayzer for Pachim Ketanim and he endangered his life for some little vessel. Why would you do that? Right? The Torah says, because the Pachim Ketanim, by every one of the, every Pach Kotan that Yaakov Avinu had was a Klei HaMikdash. Everything was for the Avodah of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, was called this. So he went for it. So this is Yaakov Avinu. Everything that he has is to work for the to Avodah Hashem. The Eibishter put me here, wants me to be Avodah Hashem. The Eibishter put me here, Mirav Tuvei wants me that. He gave me everything I need to be Avodah Hashem. What does that mean? If I would have needed anything more to be Avodah Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam would have given it to me. If what I have is more than what I needed to be Avodah Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wouldn't have given this to me. So whatever I have, he amassed a lot, Yaakov Avinu. But Yaakov Avinu's look at it is Yesh li koil, everything. I have everything that I need. I have everything that I need. One can have more and more and more and more. What do you mean, Yesh li koil? Koil is not in terms of I have everything in the world. Yesh li koil is I have everything that I need. Esav is the goy. Esav has no such thing of using the gashmias for avodas Hashem. Esav is the taivas are there for eat, drink, and be merry. Amass more and more and more and more. Esav doesn't have the musag of kol. Esav says, Yesh li roiv, miloshen harbe, I have a lot. If there's a lot, you want to have a lot and more. That's Yesh li roiv. Yaakov Avinu is Yesh li koil. Esav is Yesh li roiv. Ezu osher asameach mechelkoi. Ezu osher asameach mechelkoi. What's the What's Sameach Bechelka? What does that mean? Why does that mean an usher of Sameach Bechelka? If you have a poor person of Sameach Bechelka, what makes him an usher? The definition of usher, just, and this is very important, not American, not Western guy. The definition of usher is not how much you have. The definition of usher is how you relate to what you have. The definition of usher is, I have everything that I need to be Oved Hashem. What more could I need? If you're Sameach Bechelkai, the person who realizes what he's in the world for, and the person who realizes that everything you have to be Oved Hashem, they should put you here in this matzav with these misayans, and these kelim, and these midas, and these gashmias. Also, you should name, because that's your individual tachlis. That's Yeshli Koil. That's the Oshir. Sameach Mechelkoi. He realizes that this is Chelkoi. This is me. And I have everything that I need to develop me to go through this process. That's Sameach Mechelkoi. It's a Meiridika. I think this thing is really brought home from this Dvarim Nifloim, Reb Shlomo Kluger, in Chochma Shlomo, and Shulchan Aruch, and Arachayim. In the beginning of Siman Mem Vav by the Brochas. He's discussing there the taich of the Brocha of Yechsa Shachar that we make, that Shaosali called Tzorki. So it's brought, when do you say Shaosali called Tzorki? So you call Tzorki, Bishas Levishas Nalai. Okay. So he wants to know, why Dafka does it have to be Bishas Nalai? More than that, Shaosali called Tzorki is L'chaira a weird Brocha. You know, just picture this, right? A guy has family members sick, you know, on respirators, and all of a sudden he gets word that he lost all his money on the stock market, and his house burned down, and his son crashed his car, and he gets up in the morning and says, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, she'asa li kol tzarki, you gave me everything I needed. My family's dying. My car has crashed. My house burnt down. I lost all my money. Shosolim kol tzarki. What kind of bracha is that? That's like a surefire recipe for a bracha levatol. What does it mean? So listen to what he says. It's mamish what we said. Couldn't have put it clearer. Vehinei remez godl ramzu bazeh. It's a Reb Shlomo Kluger. Remez godl ramzu bazeh. Vehinei bebracha shosolim kol tzarki. What's the taich of this bracha? You're always mekayim chayev adam levarach al ha-ra kishem shemavarach al ha-teva. The bracha of Shosali called Tzarki is a kiyum of kishem shemavarach al ha-teva kach mevarach al ha-ra. Deharei. So we see. Oimer b'chol yoyim Shosali called Tzarki. Every single day you say Shosali called Tzarki. Every day such a great day. V'harei yesh yomim d'chas v'sholem ra al ha-adam. V'eich yavarach Shosali called Tzarki. Hare havi ro, v'eich yivarech bracha levatala. U'bal karchai, oimer, al karchach, what's this teaching us? The gam hara hu taiva. Even the ra that I have now is also taiva. Moide agam al hara. Now, what does that mean? How's the ra taiva? Ra is ra, ra is not taiva. V'hine imada hara havi taiva. Hainu, for example, K'may Shomru Chazal, he says, that Yisurim mevi'im l'chaya ha'olam abo. That Yisurim bring a person to chaya ha'olam abo. V'hine ha'odom ha'tzadik nikra ha'olich. A person in this world is a ha'olich. Where is he a ha'olich? He's navigating the prisoner, getting to ha'olam abo. The ha'olich mimadrega l'madrega. That's why the shas you put on the shoes is when you walk, when you move. When the person is ready to be a ha'ilech in this world, you make the bracha. You don't need shoes if you're sitting in your place. You need whatever you have that day. You need that. You'll be ha'ilech listabik by Yisbarach to be dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalel l'kayim ha'tayra v'amitzvah. V'lekach leisen ha'ido al ha'ro. V'os l'shapir be'ezus Hashem v'doik ad kama shayim. What does he say? Sh'osa li kol tzorchi. I have a bad day. My car crashed. My house burned down. One's house burned down, one's car crashed. He gets and makes a bracha shasli kol tzarchi. Is it a bracha levatola? No. The Eibishter put me here to go through a proizda to get to Olam Haba. The Eibishter gave me whatever is latova, whatever he gave me is what I need at this specific moment, what is necessary for me to continue this halicha to get to Olam Haba. So if this is what happened to me, this is what I need now. She'osali kol tzarchi, this is tzarchi. That's she'osali kol tzarchi. Tzarchi is not to sit and be an Americana fresser and to be a baltaiva and to whatever. Tzarchi is what a person makes a bruch of kol tzarchi, what a yeshli koil is, what it's supposed to be is take those taivas, take me this, take what you have in physical things. Realize the must, the measure, what do you have them for? Put a stopper on it. Realize that each thing has a midah. Each thing has a specific measurement for what it's good. Now that's all by a person. The chet of Bnei Yodom of the Dramabel was Rabbah. The midah keneged midah was Rabbah. On the other hand, by the Rabbeinu Shalayla, Rabbah is a good thing. Pasuk in Eicha says, Chodoshim lebekarim, Rabbah emunasecha. You say every morning, Rabbah emunasecha. What's that, Rabbah? So Chazal say, the Taitch in both of those really, Chazal say, Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba. What's the Rabbah emunasecha? Al sha'ata mechadshenu bekol beker ubeker, from the fact that you give us back our neshamas. Every morning, we see emunoscha rabba, that it's worth, you know, that you are trusting, and you have the koyach. In other words, what's rabba? The infinite chesed that Eibishter put and did for a person in the bria, the most infinite chesed is bria samesim. Bria samesim, the goof dies, it ran its own. And if you learn the Ramchal in the beginning of the Derech Hashem, so the goof, even a good goof, can't get to the full darga of schar that the neshama should get to. So the Torah, so it dies and it brings it back in an upgraded version, so it's no longer chaitzitz and it can be taken to higher madrigas. That's the ultimate in chesed for nothing. That's unlimited. The Eibishter by us in the physical world, it's a world of finite. Everything has to have its place. Everything has to have its measure. How much of Taiva Zachila? Where do you control it? How much of this? How much of a meter? Kas, Anova. Everything has its mos. Everything has its meter. Right? Eibishter, there's no, it's above Gashmias. It's not subject to these limitations, Bechlal. Not time, not space, not quantity, not anything. Not anything. By the Eibishter, it's Rabbah. It comes. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives us a full Shefa. Chazal said, the Eibishter is called Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud. Chazal says, Sha'omar Lo'ilomai died. That means Mitzat, the Toiv of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the world would keep getting more and more and more and more and more and more because there's no Mos. The reason why Omar Lo'ilomai died is what's called Tzimtzum, that the Torah could get, that the Eibishter could let, put a control, the physical world can't bear it. So therefore, Omar Lo'ilomai died. But it's Rabbah and Masecha. And Chiyas HaMesin will be the ultimate. It's unbridled. But that's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to know not like that. Unbridled is a cause for a mom. Unbridled is the shayrish mirabach. That's the limud of rabbah. It's a very difficult thing to know. I mean to manage in you know in theory and lemaisa it sounds and seichel even you can understand. Yeah, you have to control. You have to control. You have to control. But the you have to control is easier said than done. Like how does one do that, especially? In today's age, in today's world, where everything, the aside of today's world is that there are no, you know, we have to say there has to be limits, right? That the aside of this world today is that it's unlimited. There are no limits to anything today. You can have access to anything and everything from anything. So in an unlimited, in a world with no limits, how does a person give himself the limitations to be able to navigate and to use the world for a praise of the Olam Haba? So in the time of the Mabul, in order to navigate that and extricate a person from such a world, so the Eibishter created a Teva. Right? The Eibishter created a Teva which took them out of their world, put them in a different Mokon, which was Mufka from this world. They say over, goes back, I think, to the Baal Shem, that we also have it. It's interesting choice of words of the Torah. What are they called? Every teva, chol teva v'teva. So up to Baal Shem, we also have our teva. If you put yourself in that teva, you engross yourself, put yourself in every word of Torah, in every word of tefillah. If you put yourself in the teva of Torah, in the teva of tefillah, then you can be nishmar from the rabbah and taka use this world for what it's supposed to be used as a price for Elam HaRoh. Shabbos.